Welcome to Escapes. I'm Erica Hemphill, and I am thrilled to invite you on this empowering journey. Join me as we explore the art of escaping self-doubt, the constraints of the 9-to-5 grind, the false realities that hold us back. We'll empower you to embrace entrepreneurship, motherhood, and co-working with your partner, and to boldly step into leadership roles that were once thought unattainable. Escapes is more than a podcast. It's a community of resilient women and men who are rewriting their stories, chasing their dreams, and smashing through glass ceilings. Together, we'll share stories of triumph, strategies for success, discuss our failures, and use insights from remarkable individuals who have paved their own paths to greatness. So join me, Erica Hemphill, as we unlock the doors to your unlimited potential. It's time to escape, empower, and embrace. Oh, and elevate. Your adventure begins now. Here we are for another episode, our solo episode, with me, your host, Erica Hemphill. And I had been going through the week of just the hustle and bustle of everything. We are getting close to the holidays. And one thing that I constantly see around me during the holidays is just how blessed and thankful people are. But my business mindset always goes to, how are we closing out the year? What are we doing to ensure that we finish quarter four strong? And what does that look like going into the following year? Many people don't know this, but I have a coach, a one-on-one coach that I work with through my business. I was hesitant at first. Even last year, I was in a pro pod, so it was myself and two other businesses. And I realized very quickly that as an actual boss of a business, and when I say that, there's layers to that, I feel like. There are layers to, are you truly a boss or a CEO of your business? Or are you an employee stating that you're the manager and owner of a business? And for a long time, when we had first started the business, most entrepreneurs are the employee boss. We're doing the work, we're putting in the hours, but at some point we want to elevate ourselves to get out of that day-to-day hustle and bustle, but then still be the face of the business and let people in our communities know who we are, what we do, and that we're still involved, right? So I was struggling with that about a year and a half ago, of how do I get out of the day-to-day stuff? And so I immediately reached out to a group that I felt like fit me, fit my demeanor, fit what I needed, because I am a strong cookie and it is hard for somebody to tell me what to do. But I needed somebody to start holding me accountable and saying, yes, you are the boss, but these are the things that you could do better. These are things that you could look into that would help facilitate for scaling your business, and what are different avenues to make more money when the housing market isn't doing that great. And so I jumped feet first. So I joined these pro pods, and it, like I said, it was myself and two other businesses. And what I realized is that I have a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience, even just in my few short years of owning our business. And it let me know that I enjoyed being coached. I enjoyed being pushed. I wanted to keep making sure that I was going to be elevated, that I did not want ENG Designs and Construction or ENG Investments to be the end all be all. I wanted more. And what better way to have somebody asking me, well, what do you want? And can you do it? Are you scaling your two businesses enough for you to do that? And so it was a really amazing experience through the ProPods, which was only a 6-month program. And then I jumped right into one-on-one coaching because I honestly just got addicted. I was addicted to following them on Facebook and being around these entrepreneurs that had the same drive as me, the same goals. And although they were in different businesses, they were all still in the same sphere. And so it was a different type of drive for me that I had not felt in such a long time. And that's what I mean by ending quarter four strong, is that the hustle of it, I felt myself like, oh, I'm not done yet. Oh, there's still two more months. Okay. Well, what can I get crammed in two more months? Okay. Well, what does 2024 look like? Okay. Quarter one. Fine. Let's do that. And I find myself when I sit on these calls with my coach that it is crazy how driven I am and how I constantly want more and I constantly have to be working on something and not sitting or relishing in the peace of it. I enjoy all of my blessings. I think that they are truly, they come all at the right perfect time. My coaching came in at a perfect time. My podcast is dropping at a certain perfect time. I'm working on a course to launch. We are trying to get our commercial license. So all of these things are just happening and the blessings around them and the partnerships and the relationships that are embracing us at this moment are just unbelievable. But it makes me realize that how do I do that? How do I give that feeling, that nugget to other entrepreneurs, to individuals that are newbies at this? And what does it actually mean? And how do I find them? I guess that's a better question. Come to me, message me on Facebook. Look, I have had some really bad mistakes and I've had some really stupid mistakes and we'll get into those all. I am going to be very transparent. So it's funny that I'm sitting here saying I'm a young business, but I am growing and scaling so well that now I want to help others do the same thing. And when you're in this coaching program, you're around the same type of people that want to continue to keep elevating and to continue to grow. And I love that hustle and bustle. And the holidays are about blessings and family and religion, whichever religion that you are affiliated with, but it is definitely faith-based. But I love that hustle. When you walk through the mall or you walk through your boutiques that you go to, or you're just sitting in town on the weekends, it has a different vibe. It has a different feeling to it. And it is the endorphins that that gives me that I'm just like, I love that high of, I want to do more. I want to do more. What can I do? How can I help someone? How do I push people to be the better version of themselves and the best version of their business. And so I was invited to this mastermind group last week, and I sat in a room with people I had never met before, and they were local people in our communities. But to hear what they were doing and to hear the businesses that they started and that they've sold and the real estate that they were doing, it was amazing to see that there are other entrepreneurs out there that are just pushing and pushing and pushing. And I feel like that mindset is amazing, but it can also be tiring. It can also be draining on someone. And look, you can read all kinds of articles on how businesses fail within their first 5 years. And then when they get to the next 10 years, the number drastically goes down. And so I think it's pretty amazing when you can put yourself in a room with people that won't let something fail. They might say it didn't work out and I had to pivot and I had to do something different, or this is my business idea and it's okay. And it's making a little bit of money, but I'll keep that as a side passive, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go in and invest in something else. And I look at it that those are the people, those are the individuals that I love surrounding myself with. Some of them might be competitors. Some of them are not. Some of them, we are in two totally different fields. Some of us, like I said, we might be competitors, but we are diving into two different fields of construction. So I just challenge you, if you're listening to me today and you are an entrepreneur, or you're thinking about being an entrepreneur and starting up a new business, reach out to somebody that's been in it and really talk about what it's going to take. It's not just, oh, I'm going to start up a new business. There is EIN numbers, there is insurance, there is taxes, there is rental property taxes, there is assessment taxes if you're going to have an actual brick and mortar. There is all kinds of licensures that go with that. And then the efficiency part of the processes, the policies that have to be put into place to help that business run efficiently so that your margins make what you need to make to continue to grow. And I think that sometimes the processes and the policies are what we skip out on first because we're just laser focused on, I need business. I need business that makes money, that turns money into profit after I pay my bills. But I think for a lot of businesses or entrepreneurs, if they were to take that extra little bit of time on the front end to really put into perspective and put things into place, it helps you long term. And I think I messed that up royally. I'm very organized and I have like a way to do things, but I can tell you for the longest time, we didn't even have a handbook. We didn't have a handbook telling people what they needed to wear, what their vacation time was. We were on a handshake. We were basically on a handshake that said, if you work for us, this is what you do. This is what you get. But then there's always that, well, what if something happens? What if something happens on one of my job sites? What if I have an employee that just doesn't show up to work? What are going to be the ramifications for that? The human resource department was me. So who do they complain to? Who's writing them up? Who's holding them accountable? And so when I step back and I look at all of those things and where we've come and where we've gone, I think that business owners, if they laser focus just on dollar funds coming in, you've already started the business. And I would probably say more than 50% of businesses don't have all their policies and procedures in place that are going to be there to help them to facilitate and hold everybody to be efficient and effective. And so if you're listening to this and you're hearing me and you're like, oh man, she's speaking my love language. Well, take a deep dive into what that looks like. There are a lot of things online that you can go look at, but please remember that those are not tailored to your business. So you want to make sure that everything that you're putting into place is tailored to your business. And so sit down, talk to someone, talk to an attorney, make sure that they're helping you work through all those legalities that you have that comes with owning a business to make sure that you're protected. Make sure that your policies and procedures are tight knit before you hire that first employee. Make sure that you have a good CPA or accountant that's going to help you maneuver through tax preparations, financials, monthly financials, and then also wealth. Financial wealth is a big thing for me too, that we royally screwed up on at the beginning. And so I preach on that a lot when I talk to friends of mine or counterparts that are in business that made the biggest mistake and hired not a good CPA based off of reference that somebody gave me, but they weren't good at what my niche was. So they didn't help me and it ended up costing me a lot of money. Here's the number, guys. I told you I'd be transparent, $60,000 in taxes. And so it is imperative to get ahead of that. That could have detrimentally killed us if we weren't financially savvy from the beginning. And so when I say looking at your business as a whole before you just start running, you know, it's a common thing that we start running before we walk, but I would heed a very big warning to businesses. Walk before you run, talk to people, find yourself a coach or find yourself someone in the community that's willing to help you and be transparent with you so that you don't make the same mistakes. There are a lot of entrepreneurs out there that have made big mistakes that looking back on it, they don't want to see other businesses struggle. They want to see people succeed. And so that's what my solo podcast is about today, is that let's lift each other up, let's elevate, let's embrace, and let's empower each other. And the way we do that is by talking, communicating, telling each other what our problems are, what we've had issues with. And if you are listening, subscribing, following me on Facebook, following me on Instagram, shoot me a DM. Say, hey, Erica, I'd like to hear more about this. Or, hey, I'm struggling with this. Did you have this issue? And you don't have to be in the construction world, although that's my primary focus. I've worked in the nonprofit arena. I've worked with dance studios. I've worked with oil and gas companies. So shoot me a message and ask me anything. I'm open for it. And I will try to help guide you on this journey a little bit easier so that you don't have the rough seas that we did at first. But just like they say, the sun always shines after the rain. And so you can push through, keep pushing, keep elevating, keep empowering, keep embracing, keep moving forward, fall forward, fail forward, and just know that entrepreneurship is not for everybody. If it was, everybody would do it. So if you're in this arena and you're in this ballpark with me and you're pushing through and you're just starting a business, get ready. It's a crazy ride. It's a fun ride, but it definitely is a journey. It is a marathon. So walk before you run, look at your processes, look at your procedures, and let's get down to business. So I hope that this little short solo was useful to somebody. I hope that you click, subscribe, listen, come back and come see me. And next week we'll dive into, we'll just go with it. Let's go with accounting and CPA screw ups. So make sure you tune in next time and I'll get down to the nitty gritty on CPA accounting and screw ups and how we pushed through that huge failure and how we came out better on the opposite end. So guys, thanks for escaping with me today. I'm super excited. I hope that everyone is having a blast with the podcast and I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us on this exhilarating episode of Escapes. We hope that you've been inspired, empowered, and ready to embark on your own journey. The power to escape and redefine is within you. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review Escapes to help us reach more incredible women and men like you. You can also follow me on Facebook at ENG Designs and Construction and Instagram at Build with ENG. Stay tuned for more amazing stories, insights, and strategies in our upcoming episodes. Together, we'll rewrite the scripts of our unknown possibilities. Until next time, this is Erica Hemphill from Escapes. Your adventure continues, and we can't wait to be a part of it. Until next time, continue to embrace, empower, and elevate.